الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Sura Tul al-Fatihat. Seek refuge in the name of Allah from the curse, rejected enemy Shaitan. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Alif Lam Mim. This is the book, in it is guidance sure without doubt to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee, and sent before thy time, and in their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who will prosper. As to those who reject faith, it is the same to them, whether thou warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing, and on their eyes is a veil. Great is the penalty they incur.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب عليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ الله يستهزئ به ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين. مثلهم كما الذي استرقت دنارا فلما أضاءت ما حولهم ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون. صم بكم عمي فهم لا يعدون. أو كسيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق هذل الموت والله مهيد بالكافرين. يكاد برق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Of the people, there are some who say, "We believe in Allah and the last day," but they do not really believe. Fain would they deceive Allah and those who believe, but they only deceive themselves and realize it not. In their hearts is a disease, and Allah has increased their disease, and grievous is the penalty they incur, because they are false to themselves. When it is said to them, "Make not mischief on the earth," they say, "Why, we only want to make peace." Of a surety, they are the ones who make mischief, but they realize it not. When it is said to them, "Believe as the others believe," they say, "Shall we believe as the fools believe?" Nay, of a surety, they are the fools, but they do not know. When they meet those who believe, they say, "We believe." But when they are alone with their evil ones, they say, "We are really with you. We were only jesting." Allah will throw back their mockery on them and give them rope in their trespasses. So they will wander like blind ones to and fro. These are they who have bartered guidance for error. But their traffic is profitless, and they have lost true direction. Their similitude is that of a man who kindled a fire. When it lighted all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in utter darkness, so they could not see. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they will not return to the path. Or another similitude is that of rain-laden clouds from the sky. In it are zones of darkness and thunder and lightning. They press their fingers in their ears to keep out the stunning thunderclap. So while they are in terror of death, but Allah is ever around the rejecters of faith. The lightning all but snatches away their light. Every time the light helps them, they walk therein. And when the darkness grows on them, they stand still. And if Allah willed, He could take away the faculty of hearing and seeing, for Allah has power over all things.
يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم الصادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا نار التي وقودها الناس وحجارته ودت للكافرين وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرات رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأوتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون إن الله يستحيي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعدة فما فوقا فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أرد الله بهذا مثلا يدل به كثيرا ويحدي به كثيرا وما يدل به إلا الفاسقين صدق الله العظيم.
O ye people, adore your God and Lord, who created you and those who came before you, that ye may have the chance to learn righteousness, who has made the earth your couch and the heaven your canopy, and sent down rain from the heaven, and brought forth therein fruits for your sustenance. Then set not up rivals unto Allah when you know the truth. And if you are in doubt as to what we have revealed from time to time to our servants, then produce a surah like thereunto, and call your witnesses or helpers, if there are any besides Allah, if your doubts are true. But if you cannot, and of a surety you cannot, then fear the fire, whose fuel is men and stones, which is prepared for those who reject faith. But give glad tidings to those who believe and work righteousness, that their portion is gardens beneath which rivers flow. Every time they are fed with fruits therefrom, they say, why, this is what we were fed with before, for they are given things in similitude, and they have therein companions pure and holy, and they abide therein forever. Allah disdains not to use the similitude of things lowest as well as highest. Those who believe know that it is the truth from their Lord. But those who reject faith say, what means Allah by this similitude? By it he causes many to stray, and many he leads into the right path. But he causes not to stray except those who forsake the path. Those who break Allah's covenant after it is ratified, and who sunder what Allah has ordered to be joined, and do mischief on earth, these cause losses only to themselves.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طهاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذب الثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبه فعقارها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر وأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بغل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة وأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانسب وإلى ربك فارغب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم.
الدعاء الثالث أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. We've just recited in prayer the first chapter of the Quran, the holy book of the Muslims, revealed to Muhammad, the Prophet, about 1400 years or so ago. I'll now read the translation of that chapter, short chapter, as translated by Abdullah Yusuf Ali into English. He gives the initials for the mystic letters Alif Lam Mim. So he gives in the translation he gives the following: in the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. ALM. This is the book, and it is guidance sure, without doubt, to those who fear God, who believe in the unseen, and are steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee, and sent before thy time, and in their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who will prosper. As to those who reject faith, it is the same to them whether thou warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. God has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing and on their eyes as a veil. Great is the penalty they incur. Now, what we have read here is the second chapter. We will correct it by reading the first chapter. The first chapter reads as follows: in the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. Now the English, the Arabic, for what we read in place of what we should have read, has been recited today while we were sitting here by Imam Qasim Ahmed. He began with that reading, with the reading of Al-Fatiha, and read through what we read in English of the second chapter, and he even read further into the second chapter, and he read also from the last 30th part of the Quran. Most of you know Imam Qasim Ahmed. He's a member of the Council of Imams. He's the regional imam in Southwest region. He resides in Dallas, Texas, and he is ex many things. He's an ex-gangster, he's an ex-Panther member, and then finally he became an ex-FOI. And now he's one of the most progressive imams in the whole community. Brother Imam, Qasim Imam, stand up. Face, let the people see you there. Say it is Allah. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to read from the first verses, opening verses of chapter 30 of the Quran. The title of this chapter is Ar-Rum. Surah means chapter or a part of the Quran, a major part of the Quran. This is Surah Ar-Rum. Rum, Ar-Rum in Arabic means Rome, Roman Empire, as it's translated here. And the chapter begins with the mystic letters that the second chapter of the Quran began with. And then we get about seven verses on the defeat of the Roman Empire and a prophecy in the Quran concerning the recovery, that they would recover from that defeat. And this was fulfilled. It actually happened. They did recover from the defeat later. As we know, we're living right now under the Roman Empire. Not exactly, but it was the Roman Empire that came back up. They rose again, and from there we have the new history of the Western world, how it began to rise again. And from there came America, the West, American society. So we begin now with these verses, with the translation. Now read the translation as he has it here. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. A-L-M. For the mystic letters, Alif Lam Mim. The Roman Empire has been defeated in a land close by, but they, even after this defeat of theirs, will soon be victorious. Within a few years, with God is the decision, in the past and in the future, On that day shall the believers rejoice. On that day shall the believers rejoice with the help of God. He helps whom he will, and he is exalted in might, most merciful. It is the promise of God. Never does God depart from his promise. But most men understand not. They know but the outer things in the life of this world, but of the end things they are heedless. And God speaks the truth. That is the revelation to Prophet Muhammad on the great defeat that the Romans suffered in around 6.
Now, a man got 5 senses. Right? Yeah. All human beings got 5 senses. And they are touch, or feeling, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, right? All right, these are our 5 senses. Now, I'm saying to you that when the white man said that we were 3/5 of a man, he meant that we could only use 3 of our 5 senses. He was saying that we can feel. He was saying that we can taste. He was saying that we can smell. But we can't hear and we can't see. Now, wasn't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? That dirty son of a bitch. Son of a Jacobite dog. And a Jacobite man, he got some crazy dogs. Jacobite doesn't know how to raise any civilized dog. Are we? We gonna go on back over there. And you know, we could give you some proof of what we're talking about now. Now you read the Bible for yourself, and the Bible tell you that it's wrong to give that is for the children to the dogs. And at that time, the time of this, that revelation in the Bible, that reading in the Bible, pardon me, Christianity had not gone west. Judaism had not gone to the Europe. The European was still without Christianity. All right? Okay. So who were they calling dogs? They were calling the people that they call heathens. They were calling them dogs. And the same people that they called dogs later embraced Christianity. Right? And then they became children, but not the real children. Now, a lot of us, there's a fellow named Wakisaki and one named Mubazu and Mansu Bubu, you know. And when they talk to you, they talk like they know this religion too. Look, and you know that they jive a lot and they talk a lot of nonsense, you know, and they entertain you. Buddy, I'm entertaining you with facts. All right? Don't think I come up here and talk a lot of stuff. What I say, I can back it up. All right. I don't just reach and grab something because it's attractive and use it to impress you. I don't do that. It has to stand up as a fact. All right. Okay. So later, when the so-called heathens came into the religion under the name Christianity, the same people who called them dogs then changed the language. They gave a nice name. They called them children. But not children on an equal plane, on an equal standard or legitimacy with the old children. So what did they say? Your children by adoption. This is a history, Christian history. Your children by adoption. So that means, according to the Bible and according to the history of Christianity, all of you who become Christians and that were not Jews by birth, you were not born Jews, you are children by adoption. Now, children by adoption mean that the father is not necessarily yours. Look here, if I'm your son by adoption, that tells the world what? That I'm not really of your blood. So what were they saying about the Western world that they were converting into Christianity? Now you might say, oh, what is he saying? He talked nice about Christianity and now he's saying something different. I'm saying that there are two Christianities. There's the religion that Jesus brought, and there's the religion that the empires imposed upon masses of minorities all over the world. That's what I'm saying. Okay, all right. Now, we call it the Jacobites. See, to distinguish it from the legitimate people in religion, we call the evil movement in religion, the sneaky movement in religion, the Jacobites. All right. So, okay, the Jacobites gave the Western world, the old world, the Western part of it, the heathen, as they call it, they gave them the religion. And when they gave it to them, they denied them of equal membership or equal status in that religion, because their children were called children, original children, children of the true olive branch. Am I giving you a Bible or not? Children of the true olive branch. So that means that those Christians that are now called Christians are children of the false branch. Why call one true if there's not one that's false? All right, and they identify themselves as children, and identify the newcomers, the Western world, as children by adoption. That's the book. That's the book. Now I think once a Christian, I'm not talking to you all. You don't have no part in this at all. The only thing you want to know is there a black man that have anything different for me to follow than the white man have given me? Is it equal to his? Is it as good as his? You don't even want to know if it's better. You just want to know if it's as good as his. So yeah, okay, thank you very much. I'm going to follow this black man now. I'm through with the white man. Look here. We shouldn't have no lost love or something in the white man's world. What we got moaning and missing and feeling all sentimental about, you know, and homesick about. Yeah, you know, the home is in the road ahead. That's right. Home ain't behind us. Home stays in front of us until we get completely free of this white man's brainwashing that he's done on us. Oh, he sounds like Farrakhan. Keep listening. This ain't no Farrakhan. This is a neocon here, baby. I ain't far. I'm right here. That's right. And this ain't no C-O-N. This is a K-H-A-N. This is Khan in Asiatic language. It means ruler. You know, if there are any of Minister Farrakhan's followers here, you tell him that I respect him more than he respects me.
and he has no right to disrespect me, and I have every right to disrespect him. No, don't deal with him. He's caught up in his own web, and he have lost the spider's foot. So he's like a fly caught up in a spider's web. See, the spider got a spider foot for walking on his own web. Now he's a spider that have lost his feet. So he's caught up in his own web. Don't worry about it. Now, the beauty about this new rising of religion in the West, and understand that this is the first birth of religion on this continent since the Indians. Now, when you talk about birth of religions on this continent, you know what you're talking about? You're talking about birth of denominations. That's all you're talking about. There have been some new denominations of the same old thing born on this continent. Christianity was transported. It was not born here. It was transported. Well, you might say, well, your religion was too. Baby, I wish you would take time to study our history. You should study what we have experienced in this world over here. And you should know how we have come along into what we are today. This ain't no transit. Nobody imported this. I was never converted by an immigrant Muslim. No immigrant Muslim ever converted me. Well, how did you come in? How did you come into this? On my own. With God's help. I came into it on my own. With God's help. I challenge anybody to bring me somebody that brought us into this. Go and find them. They can't even tell you what this is until they read it from us. That's the truth. So Allah has brought America, this new continent over here, to give birth to a religion for the first time. Since the native Indian. That's right. Oh, yes. And once the white man recognized this, and others in this country, they're going to give more serious thought to it. Ain't nobody more true American than I am. Not only was I born here, but my faith was born here. Right. Yes. Now be careful now. Don't say, oh, what he's saying is that this ain't the same religion that they have in Saudi Arabia. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But let me see if I can compare our difficulty with this book with the difficulty that the Bible say that the people of the Bible was going to have with that book. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that there come a time when people will have the Bible. Have the book, but won't know how to read it. Saying the one who is illiterate will take it to someone who's educated. Will say, would you please read this for me? And the educated one will say, I'm sorry, it's sealed. Meaning the understanding of how to read this is sealed off from my understanding. I can't read it. Well, what the Bible is saying, that you'll find people who will be able to read the Bible literally, but still won't be reading it, because its real meaning is under the literal symbolism. Or the literal script. Yes. Says he will go to one who can't read. And he will say, no, I can't read it because I'm not literate. Then he will take it to one who's educated. And that one will say, no, I can't read it because it's sealed. All right? What I'm saying now, that to a great extent, the Quran became the same when they translated out of Arabic into English. When they translated the Quran out of Arabic into English, it fell under the same kind of form. And you can take it and read it, and that doesn't mean you're reading it, baby. So you say, oh, I've heard them say, you know, those who are jealous of my leadership here. And I don't know why you're jealous of my leadership. I didn't put no shotgun up to these people's head and tell them to, look, be my follower. And ain't got no shotgun up to their head now. The open door. I say open world. They can take off from me in any direction they want to go. And I can do the same. We're not forced to put up with each other here. All right? Okay. So why should you be jealous of my leadership? But there's some of them jealous of my leadership. They just don't want me to be the leader, you see? So they say that, well, the imam ain't got nothing but the Quran. We got the Quran too now. What we needed with the imam. But you fail to realize that before I became the imam, you had the Quran. And you were reading it in English, and you couldn't get past the first door. Yeah, couldn't get past the first door. Not bragging. We're rejoicing. Yes. You know, you read the people of the world tell you their history, tell you their story. If it's a Chinese, when he tells you about Chinese slavery and Chinese oppression, and then he tells you how they came into Chinese culture and Chinese freedom and civilization, oh man, he talks just like I talk. He said, yes, before the Hexia dynasty, the Chinese people were barbaric and savage and ignorant. None of us could produce anything. We couldn't get ourselves out of our situation. Until along came Hexia, and he began to lead the Chinese into light and understanding. They'll tell you the same thing. Yes. So if you think I'm going to stop referring to the past as something smaller than the present, you're crazy, man. I'm happy to tell you that we're bigger now and better now. Oh, yes. Now, if we have been given the Quran, this Quran, in English, and many others too, we are not the only African Americans that got the Quran. In fact, before 1930, there was African Americans in this country who got the Quran. They got the Quran, okay? And them and their families and people, they've been trying to follow it. They've been calling themselves Muslims. They give the greetings. In fact, some of them are very good Muslims. You see? And they go under different names. They call themselves Muslims, but under different schools of thought, different labels. All right? There are many of them in this country. But where can you find this, what you see here today? Now, I ain't talking about the numbers. Where can you find two of these people that's sitting down here before me today? They look different. They act different. Their interest is stronger. They're more attentive. They can sit longer. David's one of them. Why, they have trouble getting attention for 5 minutes. Can't hold people's attention. I'm not bragging. I want you to see the sign of God. This is a sign that God has given us what we need. It might not be what all of us want, but it most certainly is what all of us need. And that three-fifths that was still operating, that three-fifths of us recognized that this is what we've been needing. White man say, they can't hear and they can't see. But now we can say, but baby, when we heard the new word, we touched it. No, wait a minute. We couldn't touch it. We smelled it. We smelled it. Hey, what's this? This smells different. And then we say, I think I'm going to try to touch it. And we touch it. Wow! Oh, it feels good. Feel like something I've been separating from that should be in me and of me. Oh, that feels good. Say, keep on, brother. Keep on, brother. That feels good. And after a while, we say, I want to taste it. Oh, this is delicious. Say, wow, I can see now. Oh, baby. I can see now. And the man call you in the office and say, look, I heard you down there and you're down there following that Arab religion with that new guy called Elijah's son, that new guy. Say, well, look, I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to practice that religion here. So you practice that here, baby. You say your prayer during lunch again and you fired. Say, well, mister, I didn't pray here. I didn't pray here. I've been out and I prayed. Well, you have lunch. This is not for praying. This is for lunch. Say, but I'm not doing it on your premises. I went out in my car and I prayed. Say, well, look, if you do that again, no job. Say, well, if that has to be, I won't have a job. Then he comes back here. He doesn't tell me what happened. He just comes back here and he sits on the floor. And he hears me talking about the need for supporting leadership and that it's a Muslim obligation. And he says in his own conscience, he doesn't say to me, he says in his conscience, Brother Imam, we hear and we obey. That's right, that's right. That's right. The white man, he tried to get him to break his commitment. And the white man look at him going on out, leaving at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, walking away. The white man look at him. So that ain't no three-fifths of a nigga anymore. That's right. He got his hearing back. He's hearing somebody. Yes. Hearing comes back. And this is the most precious hearing for us. Now, you know, we want to hear the word of the Lord. But look, we got a double hearing problem. First, we have to hear someone look like us. Because the Lord has blessed one of you to see and hear. And he's going to tell you what he has seen and heard. And now, before you can hear the word, you're going to have to trust the one that's telling you this. So you have to first hear one look like you. One came up from your circumstances. All right? So that's your first test. Now, isn't that justice?
Yes, sir.
I think that's divine justice. Hey, look, before I let these people come into this religion and into the glory of this supreme knowledge, they're going to have to do the natural thing first. And the first natural step they should make is to again respect members of their own family. Because it was the slave master that killed our respect for leadership from among ourselves. That's right. He made us look down on ourselves. He made us distrust ourselves. He made us think that we are not capable of leadership to compete with him. And now I stand up in the name of this religion, and I say that we are on a footing equal with that of any civilized people, and as Muslims with knowledge, we are above the most. Now, if you were to accept that, baby, you were to get rid of that slave mentality. Because that slave mentality says to you, that nigga can't have nothing equal to what the white man got. So the first thing you got to do is hear me. Not Wahid Uddin Muhammad, but me, you. All right? You got to first accept yourself again and see credibility in yourself. To see that you are capable of being an equal man with any other man. Once you see that, then you can hear me. And when you hear me, you say, that ain't him. So that's the Lord. Because, look here, the Lord knows I'm not coming from me. I'm coming from the Word of God. Right. Now, I told you I perform sometime. Now, I'm trying to control myself. But a whole lot of things got to be straightened out before we can get straight. That's right. Now, we're finally on our talk for today. And that's the need to get back to basics. I recall when I was in Los Angeles, I promised the believers that the next time I talked to them, it would be on the basics. The need to get back to basics. So it so happened that about 100 of them came down yesterday, and many of them are still here from the Los Angeles and from Los Angeles area and from other parts. They are here today. So I decided that it was a good time to talk on that because this is a need. It's a real need, and it's not going to leave us until we establish bases. Now, I want to begin with the Quran. In the Quran, Allah tells us that He gave every creature He created its provisions in four measures, or four periods, or symbolically speaking, 4 days. 4 days. Now, I hope you don't get tired. But, I don't like to hold you all too long. I try to. They told me that I should make my talks within an hour. And I said you were right because after 40 minutes, the muscles, the bones, and everything began to hurt. But now, let's see. Let's look at this word, days. And we want it in big letters here, see, so everybody see. Days. Now, the Quran says that God created the night for rest and the day
for seeing. Vision, seeing. And also for activities. So we know that when we want to carry out an act, a decision, put it into action, we want to see. So he made the day for vision, for seeing, and for activities, and made the night for rest. So if we connect these two now, action needs light. Is that right? We don't want to act in the dark. Action needs light. Now, when someone is not quite out of it, not quite knocked out, what you say? Dazed. Say he's dazed. Right? Now, the language of the West, the English language tells us that their day, if you add another one to it, you can only have one day. If you get two, it becomes days. As long as you got one, you got days. See, that's day. D-A-Y, day. But now, if I got two of them, I got 2 days. Right? 2 days. Now, you don't pronounce that 2 days. You pronounce it 2 days Z. You pronounce it like this. Right? Days, days. The same. All right? Okay. So now, oh, that man is crazy. He's always talking.